Praise the Lord and good morning. What a beautiful day, my dear brothers and sisters, and how wonderfully God has brought us almost to the end of May. And He has been gracious and merciful and faithful to us, and we thank God for that. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Hallelujah. The whole month of May, we had been learning on the Holy Spirit, and the teachings that has come forth by Pastor Sammy and Shaku was brilliant. And yesterday, we thoroughly enjoyed the word, and we were blessed. If you have missed out on that, you can log into the YouTube and check it out and hear the word. It is going to bless your heart. My dear brothers and sisters, although it is always thrilling at Christmas to recall the events of our Savior's birth, or at Easter to celebrate His triumph over death, we must not forget Ascension or Pentecost. If Christ had never ascended to make intercession for us, or had never sent the Holy Spirit to indwell and guide us, our relationship with the Heavenly Father would be most incomplete. And one of the beautiful hymns that I was listening this morning, it really touches your heart, is one of the finest of all hymns for the Pentecost season, is "The Spirit of God Descend Upon My Heart." It was written by an Anglican minister, George Crowley, who was known among his associates as a fundamentalist in theology, a fierce conservative in politics, and intensely opposed to all forms of liberalism. The hymn first appeared in 1854 in Crowley's own hymnal, Psalms and Hymns for Public Worship, and it was originally titled Holiness Desired. When you go through the each stanza, it's very beautiful. It contributes an important truth for our spiritual benefit. Number one, stanza, a desire to change the focus of one's life from things temporal to things spiritual. Number two stanza is the total dedication of one's self to God. Number third stanza talks about a prayerful concern for knowing fully the Spirit's abiding presence. And the fourth stanza, a most beautiful metaphor of a spirit-filled life, my heart an altar, and thy love the flame. So my dear brothers and sisters, pray even now that the Holy Spirit will give you a greater love and devotion for Christ, and will teach and personalize more fully the truths of this beautiful, beautiful hymn that God has given to us. My dear brothers and sisters, we are in a season of Pentecost. This coming Sunday, on June 5th, we are going to celebrate Pentecost Sunday, where the Holy Ghost has come down upon His church and upon His people. And I'm going to talk about that in detail on that day. So we look forward to what God is going to do during this holy season, and that the name of Jehovah will be glorified in our lives. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful, beautiful day. Abba, Father, we humble ourselves before your presence. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body. I pray, Lord, that today you will lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we know that as we have meditated on the word, not by might nor by power, but by my Holy Spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. Yes, O Lord, through your Holy Spirit, we'll do mighty things. Through your Holy Spirit, power of God is manifested. Miracles are created. Oh, Father God, healings are done. Lord, doors that are shut are opened because of the power of the Holy Ghost. You have given us that dunamis, explosive power of your Spirit. And we are so thankful for the day of Pentecost. And Lord, I pray that you'll prepare our hearts for yet another encounter with God in our lives in this season, that we will never be the same. We'll be changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for your flock as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in running the errands for the day, that you will bless them, you will honor them, you will uphold them with your righteous hand. You will keep them from the evil one and bless them abundantly. I pray that, Lord, your favor will abound upon your flock, and that the name of Yeshua will be glorified. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I send forth your word of healing and wholeness to prevail in those bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I rebuke every manner of infirmity and every manner of sickness and disease. Leave and go from these bodies in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we give you all the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great big and a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.